We're back at the Habitat Restore on North Raleigh Boulevard with the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Mike Riley here, along with Rufus Edmonston. And Nelsa is with us too, sort of. She's with us in spirit. She's working out a problem with a friend. Paul came from Wendell, brought us a nice book about the Goodnight collection of minerals. Yeah, I guess. No, yeah, just incredible collection of beautiful minerals. I guess rocks, minerals. I don't know what to call them.
Crystals.
Yeah, it's incredible. Boy, that one looks like a rice cake. That looks like a rice cake. What is that? Pyrite. Quartz with pyrite. Look at that, Rufus. That look like a rice cake or something.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
There are all kinds of things. I love this. Thank you so much, Paul. Give our best to everybody in Wendell.
I will.
All right. Okay.
Here's an amethyst that is shaped like a heart.
It is.
Isn't that amazing?
What is the is that a malachite?
That is another malachite.
That's bluish. That's aqua. That's beautiful.
Well,
how
Mr. Goodnight
that?
Is his son is a friend of mine, James, and owns Death and Taxes and is a wonderful man.
Yeah.
Who has an interest in my building.
Yeah.
And so it's a good family.
Yes,
the
indeed.
The Goodnights have done so much for North Carolina.
Right. So we're at Habitat Restore. Rufus, have you have you been doing any gardening? Or where's, let's see, we're going to get Nelson set up here again. She's putting out fires, making decisions, helping things. Hooks, did she get you straightened out? Okay, good. A lot of people have been wanting to do that for a long time, get Hooks straightened out. But so we finally did that.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have been doing some gardening. I've been pruning things that are not too far along where you're cutting off the
so
buds.
So you've been pruning things that you're not supposed to prune?
Or? Well, no. I know what's supposed to bloom and not bloom right now. Cleaning up. Cutting things away from my gate that was making it easier for you folks to come through when you push the... I'm not going to say what to do because I don't want to tell the whole world come what to do at the house.
No. You have to say abracadabra.
Yeah, abracadabra. And, you know, I hate to have a gate around the house, but that it comes from my days of being attorney general. Folks would threaten me occasionally.
Well, you don't really have a gate. Richard Petty has a gate.
Oh, man, I understand.
He's got a gate.
A real gate.
Fortress.
He's got one bigger than Elvis had.
A big puff of wind would knock mine over. But
Well, you got to have some security.
Well, I just can't have... back in those days, I couldn't have people driving up because we were taking after drug dealers and...
Yeah,
gang members and this and that, and I had to put at one time I had to have a little outpost down there at the bottom because we'd have
in the bog.
a little house with.
So there may be an SBI agent still out there somewhere. Lord help him!
Oh man!
Yeah, we understand. So you got to keep the riffraff out, whatever that is.
Well. As y'all know, it's not a place. The road was built in the 1920s, And it's not
it's a path.
It's a pathway.
As my Uncle Russell would say.
Yeah, it's a path. Yeah, but a beautiful, beautiful place.
And it is.
It's a great piece of property. It's wonderful.
It's
some great treasures. And
yeah.
Just, you know, the plants that you kept are fabulous, and the plants you have added are wonderful.
Yeah. You didn't throw any away,
well,
did you?
And the one thing about it is I'm pleased that people like Nelson don't have a notion about what ought to go where and what, because a landscaped, I call him a landscaper artist, at times might say, well, why did you put a tall plant in front of a little plant? Well, because there was a square foot left there. And you can always look behind the tall plant and look at the little plant.
Are you talking about the Vietnamese maple?
No, I don't want to bring that. I don't want to bring that up.
Oh, Kale, no.
I would love to have.
But it is blossoming out now.
I would love to have heard that debate between Mark Wethington and Nelsa Cox about this plant that is allegedly on the one side a Vietnamese maple and on your side
evergreen maple.
I said that it was some
maple.
Type of Comananthus.
And your mother said, that's bamboo.
All right, so we have three schools of thought.
Yeah.
Well, it is flush right now with new growth.
Yeah.
And is about going to be, when you walk around again this year, it'll be at least 6 inches taller. And I noticed that I had another one over there on the side that I might donate to you, Nelsa, if you'll ever come around.
So she can do some of her own research.
So I can do my own research. Oh, my.
How about that? Yeah, I think you should donate one to her. So what have you been pruning that you weren't supposed to prune? You've been tip pruning.
It was some things that don't bloom until June. I cut off the rest of the spent blooms on the oak leaf hydrangea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds
yeah.
like
good.
The spent blooms and some things like that.
Okay.
I pruned some dead stalks in hydrangea.
Always a great idea.
About the time of year now that you can see if they're dead.
You got to make sure they're pliable.
Get them out of the way.
Yeah.
I haven't quite cut off the lantana yet. Is that an old wives' tale, Nelsa, about leaving the lantana?
It's not. I mean, it is a woody stem perennial, but usually around the 1st of April, we would go ahead and cut ours back, especially if it's been in the ground more than 3 years. It's going to be very root hardy at this point, so even if we had a late frost, it's still probably not flushing around the base, but I'd say anywhere between now and early April, you're fine to go ahead and prune it.
Well, the theory was, though, that I heard if you cut it to the ground, it might get water in the stalk.
But that's
and freeze.
Yeah, I've heard people say that about it. It's not. My lantanas, the perennial ones that I have planted, are not pithy. They're not hollow. So that's not going to happen. It's woody. It's a solid woody, you know, plant.
People have called me that before.
Woody?
Pithy.
Pithy.
Yeah. Pithy.
Yeah. Well, you'd be talking about a ham and egger then, right?
Pardon?
You'd be talking about a ham and egger.
Yeah.
Yes, ham and eggs. People are like, what? New gold, confetti.
Now, I've noticed
all
that,
of those
that's
will
a
be.
Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill's a good one.
That's not, kind of yeller.
Yeller.
Yeah, it's not Carolina blue.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to winter over quite as well.
Yeah. Huh. There are only a couple, the Miss Huff and Ham and Egg
Huff, Ham and Egg, Chapel Hill,
Chapel
Gold.
I know, but I'm talking about that are perennial.
Yeah, that's what I'm, yeah.
Chapel Hill's perennial?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I say winter over, it took a little tougher.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But New Gold, Chapel Hill, Ham and Eggs, Miss Huff, Confetti, those are some that I know that winter over pretty well.
What colors are confetti? I mean, is it more than one color?
Yeah, it's kind of a pink and a gold and a orangey color.
Oh, that's just like Ham and Egg and
yeah,
Miss Huff.
Sort of. Yeah, it is.
Well, original, isn't it? Nice name, though.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, Joe's been waiting here. Joe, good morning to you, my friend. How are you today?
Oh, hey, good morning, everybody, over here in Carrboro, Chapel Hill. We're moving our community radio station over to the Drake, the new library here in Carrboro Hill. Oh. In Carrboro, excuse me.
Carrboro Hill.
Carrboro Hill. How about that?
Well, you know, they named it Chapelboro was the something Ron Stutz got going over here, you know, Ron. But, yeah, our WCOMLP, we're community radio. We're not commercial, so it's okay to mention us.
Sure, and, sure.
We're moving to the new library. It went from $45 million building to a $90 million building. Imagine that.
Very nice.
Ooh,
how about that?
But I called about peanuts. Y'all were talking about peanuts, and I used to live in Raleigh. I was born in Raleigh in 57, but old buddy of mine, I bet Rufus remembers this character. He was a high tider from Chesapeake Bay, Maryland, Willie Cyphers. He drove an orange 66 Toronado, and he had a little business next to the Roasted Chicken place on South Saunders Street.
I am so well aware of that. Absolutely. Yes.
Remember, you were trying to think of that name a few months ago.
I was trying to think of it.
Willie was a great soul. He's hello, Joe. How are you doing? Say good night, goodbye.
Yeah.
Say good morning to Mary.
It was almost British, that high tires.
He
weighed about 90 pounds, and he used to work on my cars. In fact, he painted a car I had one time, and that was a good soul. He worked for the state of North Carolina as a diesel mechanic at one time. And
yes,
he got
sir.
A little ill and went into his own business and then went back right before he died to being a diesel mechanic again and just to get the benefits back from the state in retirement.
Yeah.
But that's not why I called it. Right next to Willie's place, with the public housing there at a little intersection, there was a median that the city of Raleigh would till up and put those beautiful flowers in, you know. And there was this nice old, I can say black man, he was a very nice fellow. I bought two cars from him for nothing. And helping him out and helped me out, put cars in people who needed cars over here. You know, I'll buy them and flip them real quick for about what I paid for them. But it was a nice fellow. He took me out there and said, Joe, do you like peanuts? I said, I do. And he said, well, let's go get some. I said, well, okay. He said, and he started walking. He said, follow me. And he said, look what the city of Raleigh did. They tilled this median up so pretty, they're getting ready to put flowers in. And I planted the peanuts in right under the flowers, you know, before they put the flowers in. But the peanuts are there. The peanuts are there. And he reached down and he pulled up a bunch of peanuts, and we had the biggest laugh and a good time.
Oh, man.
I thought you'd like
that's
that
a good
story.
One.
That's wonderful,
yeah.
Joe. How about that?
Right. You remember, I miss Roasted Chicken. They had
that
was the most incredible way to fix chicken.
Yeah.
Roasted.
That's right.
B-R-O-A-S-T-E-D.
I think they fried that in a potter's kiln. It was, you know, it had a
dome it was like a kettle.
Yeah, that's right. They
Sounds
had a dome
good.
On the thing, and it would be like a pressure cooker.
It was a pressure cooker.
That's right. And you could eat the bones it was cooked so through. But
it was
moist.
Wonderful.
Wow.
It was succulent.
Man, but I remember that very unique guy. He was something else.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you calling.
He's a great soul, and he's up in heaven laughing, and he put a lot of humor in my life when I first got married. He was a great guy. He used to work on my
hope he's eating peanuts up in heaven.
Yeah. I used to drive
Thank you so much, Joe.
Team Rambler, I'm going to let y'all go. You have a big day. Every day's a gift.
You have a big day yourself, man. Take care, Joe. God bless you.
And your health and my health, we keep ticking, don't we?
Amen.
God bless.
TikTok.
All right. God bless you. All right. We're the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Raleigh on North Raleigh Boulevard. We'll be back with more coming up on WPTF. All right, I was just talking about Chris Edwards. He is one fine play-by-play guy, as is Chris Hooks, standing here. But Chris is the, of course, voice of the Duke Blue Devil women's basketball team and the morning show host at WPTF. One fine person. from Garner, of course. So, Chris, you're probably, I don't know, no telling what you're up to this morning. But did Duke win? Duke women win last night?
Yeah,
like
yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure they destroyed whoever they were playing. Yeah, okay. Well, good for them. I just wanted to make sure. But you're listening to The Weekend Gardener here on WPTF, 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. Rufus, you're going to speak tonight somewhere.
Yes, the Community College Association. It's their student government at the North Raleigh Hilton. I'm looking forward to that. Our community college system, to me, is the best in the country.
I would say so, yeah. It would have to be.
And your best money's worth and has the most, I'm going to say this word without getting in trouble, the most diverse population of any, nobody forced any DEI on them or anything like that. It's just everybody in the world that wants to better themselves can get a good education at a good community college in North Carolina. And in fact, the super kids I've talked about so much, and so many of our readers have been so gracious over the years. The last three that we had could have gone to a four-year college under our rules, and all three of them chose to go to Wake Tech.
Yeah.
And I asked one of them why, and he said, because, well, I want to learn something I can use in my life. Now, this is not to downgrade our higher education.
No.
But you get
great universities in North Carolina.
You get so much at one of our community colleges, and that's why I'm just tickled to go tonight and probably talk about a little thing called civility in modern life, how we bring it back.
Right. And tell them tell whoever introduces you to work in the Weekend Gardener too.
That's on my vitae. The Weekend Gardener, absolutely.
Well, it should be. We were talking this morning coming over. I am positive that you were here in 20. Your first appearance on the show was 2005, because in March of 2006. Ann and I were on North Carolina People with Bill Friday, and we had already, I'm sure that you were on the year before that, and so that makes 20
years.
Yeah,
we were talking about what an honor it was for you
Ann to, and you were on three times.
Yeah, well, I lived longer than you did.
Not much longer, but you've got a lot more extraordinary things than I have. I don't know why Mr. Friday wanted me, Ann and me on, but he was a fan of the show.
And a
great gardener. He loved gardening when he had time. But that means that you've been on the show 20 years.
It's just, it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Of all the wonderful friends I've made, and I can go places and be talking, and somebody will turn around and say, hey, I recognize that voice. That's from The Weekend Gardener.
Well,
Nels, you had that happen to you before.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. Nels, how long have you, do you know how long, what was your first appearance?
94.
Okay.
So 31 years.
Yeah.
31 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Your first appearance, I think, was at the Civic Center, the old Civic Center. That's the first time I remember you being on, because you were nervous.
I think the first time I went on was in the studio.
No kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Elsa being nervous.
She was nervous that day at the Civic Center, and I don't know why.
It's an intimidating
It could have been the faces I was making at her.
No, I think it
made her uncomfortable.
It can be intimidating to, TV's harder, but I mean, it
TV
could be
is a lot harder.
It could be intimidating.
Yeah.
I was a youngster then. I was nervous.
Yeah. At any rate, all right, we hit a break.
Well, 20 years ago, I was a youngster, too.
We'll hit a break, and we'll have CBS
a young guy, 63.
Coming up here on WPTF. Mike Raley here. I better watch my watch. We're at Habitat for Humanity in Raleigh on North Raleigh Boulevard. All right, we're back on WPTF for the Weekend Gardener, and Rufus Edmondson is with us, and Nels Cox. By the way, we are going to be doing the show at Logan's at the State Farmers Market next week. So that will be their big opening, not their soft opening.
It's not the soft opening.
Monica is going to be part of that. Miss Monica is up to her ears in crafts today at the farmer's market. The manager. Hey, Monica.
Good morning.
Good morning. Isn't that right? This is a grand opening, not a soft opening at Logan's next week?
That's right. They're going to be having their grand opening next Friday and Saturday. And they've got lots of fun planned and some specials and prizes and all kinds of goodies. So make plans to be out to attend that next Friday and Saturday. And, of course, we're going to have you guys here at the market next Saturday for the show, and we look forward to it.
Yeah, we do, too. That's, wow, full circle. Who would have ever thought? I'm sure Josh and his dad and all those folks never thought that they were going to be back at the State Farmers Market as they were many years ago and left when that market closed on Downtown Boulevard, Capitol Boulevard, and went out to the location that they were, you know, known for near Peace College for so many years off Peace Street. And now back at the market.
That's right. And kind of a homecoming for them. And so we're glad to have them back as part of the market and look forward to many, many great seasons with them here. And, you know, they are already open. So if anybody wants to come out and you just can't wait any longer and you've got to get out and play in the dirt a little bit, spring is springing, I guess we can say. We're on that roller coaster ride of the temperatures up and down and fluctuating still, but they have all the things you need, all your plants, flowers, and, you know, they have seed. They have a lot of hardware items. If you're looking for different tools for the garden and various different things, they have that. They have some beautiful containers over there, and just all the things, plants and flowers, shrubbery, herbs, onion sets, a little bit of everything. So come on out and shop. And we do have our farmers down in our farmers area as well, starting to look a lot like spring down in that area. A lot of plants and flowers popping in throughout, some vegetable plants, herbs, shrubbery down there as well.
I just sent you a photo of Rufus with a T-shirt. I don't know if you can take a look at that while you're talking.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. Without cutting yourself off. So you can see the... But it's very apropos as we talk to the manager of the farmer's market.
And
a running a running gag about kale.
Yeah.
It's actually a really good photo of Rufus. I like it. It's on Facebook now. No, I think
like
Nelson
that.
Put it on Facebook. Yeah. So
that's
good. So yeah. Do y'all have any kale out there this morning?
Yes, just for Rufus.
Well, be sure and save me a bunch of it, about a peck bucket full.
we'll just back on up and we'll load your car down.
Did you? Yeah. I don't know, Monica. He's looking at it looks like a huge cereal bowl out here. And he's looking at it with reference to a new plot of ground.
It would hold about 100 gallons of water. It's supposed to be a bathtub, and I'm thinking, wouldn't that be beautiful, filled with plants and bulbs?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And you can plant a lot of kale out there. So he may have to have that.
Tub.
He may have to drive back that his car up and pick that up first. Could put it on top of your car. How much do you ring it weighs? It's made out of plastic, but it's pretty
plastic,
heavy.
Yeah.
It's pretty lightweight. We could pick it up.
Oh, we could?
It's just bulky.
How far can we make it?
I don't know.
It's sort of slippery.
Well, we'll have to take a photo of that, too, Monica. But you have...
Let's get one with him in it.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, yeah. It was a scrub brush.
Yeah.
So you mentioned spring asparagus yet?
Haven't seen any quite yet, but the weather keeps staying as warm as it has been some days. It probably won't be much longer. greenhouse tomatoes and cucumbers, the hydroponic lettuces.
Oh, boy.
We have all of those. We have the tunnel-grown strawberries, which are absolutely delicious if you've never tried them. They have a great flavor. And, of course, we still have a great selection of the fall crop of apples and sweet potatoes, some other cool season crops coming in here and there with some collards and turnips and radishes and things like that. There's some of our folks that actually grow those as well in greenhouses or sort of a tunnel house setting. And Brussels sprouts, and you're seeing some things like that popping in. And just a wonderful selection. And as the weeks go on, we'll start seeing more and more, of course, as spring comes around and the plants and flowers are rolling in. And if weather holds out, by next weekend, we'll have a building almost full of plants and flowers with all the the signs of spring. Oh, and
right,
Gerald's
Monica.
Here. Gotta mention Gerald.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Gerald, we heard that Gerald was there. He's probably already tired. He puts in some hours.
Been
only been a couple of days.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you're looking for Brother Gerald, he's in building number 2 right at the very end.
Close to it, right? Yes. Yes.
Pretty much. How about that? Well, you got a lot of lots of interesting people out there with extraordinary plants and vegetables, and God love them for feeding us, making all of that available for us.
I'm going to stop by in about another hour and something.
You aren't going to slip out or anything?
No.
You're going to stay the full time?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to head over there, hopefully get over there around 11:30. I've got a few things I need to get a hold of for some special people. So,
well, Miss Monica, hold on a minute, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about the market shops and the restaurants, because I'm getting mighty hungry,
and
so is Rufus.
Our spring
and your
craft
show.
Underway, too, so we've got to talk about that. Yes.
All right, we'll do that coming up here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. You know, I Must Garden, well, what has not been said about it and all the good things, there's just something about getting outside, digging in the dirt and watching new plants come to life. But as soon as you get that tender green shoot up, well, the hungry deer and rabbits come along, ready to nibble away at your hard work. Don't let that happen to you. Protect your garden with I Must Garden repellents. And they have quite a line of them, all made from natural ingredients. Creating a safe, eco-friendly solution for your plants, the environment, and you. Unlike harsh chemical sprays, I Must Garden works with nature, not against it. The carefully crafted formula is gentle on your garden, but tough on deer and rabbits, sending them elsewhere without causing any harm. You'll find I Must Garden repellents at independent garden centers and hardware stores all across the Triangle area, including Hudson's Hardware in Garner and Clayton and Kiefer Landscaping in Durham. Now, people safe, pet safe, and environmentally friendly. I Must Garden is your ultimate defense against garden pests. And I'm sure they have some at Logan's.
Mm-hmm.
Campbell Road has it. So check all of that out, all of the Logan's locations, including the garden, Logan's Garden Hut.
Yeah.
In Fuquay Arena. All right, we're at the Habitat for Humanity Restore, the biggest one in the country. We're on North Raleigh Boulevard, just off of Capitol Boulevard, Westinghouse. So we'll be back to talk more with Monica and take your calls, talk more about gardening here on WPTF. We're back on WPTF and the Weekend Gardener, now in our 40th year. Rufus in his 20th year on the Weekend Gardener. As far as we can figure, that's incredible.
I was so young.
Who else have you worked with for 20 years straight?
Nobody. It's the longest time I've worked with any organization, and of any splendid individual. I had 10 years with Senator Irvin, I had 12 years with a very nice bunch of people in the Attorney General's office and another two terms in the Secretary of State's office, but no 20-year run except with my wife of 40 years.
Yeah. Wow, that's, how about that? Another distinction. I'm very proud of that. We're so proud to have you as a big part of this show for the last 20 years. Wow. Monica, you're not old enough, really, probably, to have worked with anybody for 20 years.
Straight. Yeah, I've been here over 20.
Have you?
I have. I was the marketing specialist for over 20 years, and so yeah, I've been around a while.
How about that? So you work with you work with Ronnie? How long?
About 18, 19 years, somewhere around in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Sam and how about that? All right, well, yeah. That's really something. So,
yeah, so got a few folks out here that have been working with for quite a while, so it's
good.
A good thing.
That's good. So, stability is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, Monica, I'll bet you, I'm trying to think back, you never got to work with a sod father, did you? Jim Graham.
Trying to remember, whenever I was at NC State, when I did my internship, with the Department of Ag, and so yes, he was still commissioner at that time.
And so then for a little while, remember Britt Cobb? Britt Cobb was commissioner.
I do remember
now,
Britt very well.
When did that State Farmers Market open? Was it before 1992?
It was
in the 80s. It was 91.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So in 1992, I worked with Fowler's Nursery, and we were the first 5-year contract at the Garden Center where Logan's has just moved into.
Yeah.
And I remember having a big grand celebration opening of the farmers market and Fowler's at the Garden Center there. And Jim Graham came, and I remember having set up chairs and put up a plant stage, and it was almost, the TV station was out there, and Charlie Edwards.
Charlie Edwards, yeah.
Yeah, and so that was a big to-do, but Jim Graham was there, and he was our guest speaker that particular day.
did you need an interpreter?
Your guest mumbler.
The old song.
Everything will be all right.
He was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, he was. He was a colorful character and a really good commissioner.
We've been so blessed to have those great commissioners. Sod Father and our current commissioner is a fine, fine gentleman.
Now, how long was Commissioner Graham in there in office? Was he
I think it was a pretty good run.
I don't think
I don't know exactly how many years, but you know, he was the farmers market manager as well at one time when it was over on Hodges Street.
Yeah.
So,
I remember meeting him there, Monica.
Mm-hmm.
And he was commissioner when I was still with Senator Irvin. He was commissioner when I came in 1974 to be attorney general. So he probably became commissioner somewhere in the late 60s.
Yeah, I will have to look that up. I guess I should have that knowledge just right there, but I don't at the moment.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'll do a little bit of research, and then we'll
that
talk
makes
about
sense.
It.
Okay. Yeah. Now, who preceded
Been
Graham?
A while.
Who preceded Graham?
Ballantyne.
Ballantyne, yeah.
And his wife was Bess Ballantyne, B-E-S-S.
Yeah.
And I remember she was very fond of Senator Irvin. And I she had her home up on the Blue Ridge, off the Blue Ridge Parkway.
Oh, okay. Mm. How about that?
Near Boone.
A little history.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Now, what about the craft fair? How's that going?
It's going great. It is going great. We have got lots of vendors. It kicked off yesterday, and it's today and tomorrow also from 9 till 5 and each day. And we have just lots of wonderful local handmade crafts here. A lot of creative folks that come up with some very unique crafts. Sometimes it's recycling items. I have someone that does some, uses bicycle spokes to make really unique jewelry and various different things, and just so many things. We have some birdhouses. We have woodworking. We have ceramics and pottery, and the list just goes on and on. A lot of beautiful floral arrangements and soaps and lotions and so many things that people just sometimes can kind of make something out of nothing, or they just make some really creative items. And it's always neat.
I usually make nothing out of something in my role as a broadcaster or otherwise. It's one of my talents. So you got about everything out there.
We do, and there's some specialty foods that are mixed in with the craft fair as well, that you can find as you're walking around, some of the hot sauces and jams and jellies, and we have some of our gourmet lemonade folks that are up in the craft shed. Usually they're down in the midst of the craft fair today as well as the homemade basket.
What is in a gourmet lemonade?
Lots of flavors.
Grey Goose vodka or
no alcohol.
Okay, all right. I was just wondering.
They have blueberry lemonade. They have sometimes they do just different flavors of different lemonades. They do some special apple I can't think of what it's called now, but it's like almost like a hot apple cobbler, I think, you know, like a cider, but it's got a little bit extra. So they do different specialty juices, but mostly lemonade, that are kind of infused with some other flavors.
Sounds really good.
Delicious. And they do have, like I mentioned, they have some of the hot ones as well. There's a hot lemonade they have that's really good, especially on a cool day like today. I've sometimes enjoyed that one, especially when my voice is trying to leave me, as it does many days, it seems.
Yeah, me too. I know the feeling.
Yes.
So you got the market shops, the market grill, Rufus Dog there, and they got good breakfast and lunch and stuff.
Seafood restaurant.
Cheeseburgers. And
I took my mom last Friday. We spent a good hour and a half, 2 hours at the farmer's market. We ate some of Kemp's delicious shrimp and flounder, and we got her some sourdough. And then I don't know if it was Raleigh police or Capitol police, but there were a couple horses out there, and I got Mom's photo with a horse.
How about that?
That was awesome.
Do you like horses?
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. We enjoyed, and we walked down. There were a couple plant vendors, and we bought a couple little things and got to always add to the collection.
Absolutely.
So it was a good time. She really enjoyed it.
That's awesome.
The seafood restaurant is extraordinary. I know Rufus eats a lot there.
Yes, it's a great place.
You eat there often, not necessarily a lot.
My favorite are the fried oysters, and of course, I always have a meal to take home.
Yeah, because it's so much
and
food.
And the potato wedges, they're just
they're delicious. Yes, they're delicious, and the hush puppies and the slaw, and they have delicious clam chowder as well. And we always have to give a shout out to Kemp's mom. She's probably listening today.
Totally.
Yeah. Morning, Kemp's mom. What's Kemp's mom's first name?
Oh, I know it, but now you asked me and I forgot it.
What's Kemp's mom?
She does listen to this show. She's awesome.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. I'm sorry I keep asking you all these questions this morning. This is not a test.
I apologize. I'm being put on the spot today. But it's okay. I should know these things.
That's okay. What is that?
I don't know.
That sounds like somebody was getting ping pong balls out of the...
Either that or a crap game is going on.
It's not on my end. I thought it was you guys.
Okay.
Maybe they're announcing the lottery.
Joel is cleaning up in the studio, and it's, I don't know how that's getting on the air, Joel. All right, we got to take a break here, but Monica, I guess you need to get back to whatever you're doing. Go to the State Farmers Market Restaurant, eat to your heart's content. The market shops extraordinary place to visit. It's like an old country store. Super sod. If you need some new sod, that's the place to get it. It's too late to plant fescue now, so get you some fescue sod, and then wait and get you some, if you need some warm season grass. So the craft fair is today and tomorrow.
It is. It runs through Sunday, and come out, stop all the vendors, and lots of fruits and vegetables, and the Hunt a Pork Center, a lot of other meat and cheese vendors throughout the market, and just so many great things. Got to come out, walk around, and check out everything. Lots to see and do.
All right, well, study up for next show. I have more questions.
I know,
for you.
I will. You're going to have to start sending me a pre-test or something.
All right, I'll do that. All right, thank you, Monica. We'll see you. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, I get to do it live next week. All right. We're the Habitat Restore with the Weekend Gardener here in WPTF. We're on North Raleigh Boulevard and having a great time, as usual.